us to do more. Lions Clubs International Foundation has provided nearly $2.5 million in grant funding for COVID-19 relief. And that support continues to grow. For more than 100 years, in times of need, Lions always find a way to help those around them. And after we emerge from this, we will be stronger than ever. Visit lionsclubs.org to learn more.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
From LMCU Ballpark in Comstock Park, Michigan, hello and welcome in. Lugnuts Baseball is on the air. It is the penultimate game of the 28th season of Lugnuts Baseball. Game number 130. Game number 65 in the second half as the Lansing Lugnuts play the fifth game of a six-game series at the West Michigan Whitecaps, looking for their first win in the series and looking to halt a seven-game losing streak. In yesterday's game, the Lugnuts fell 6-5. They scored four runs in the top of the fifth inning to grab a 5-3 lead. But a Luke Gold homer in the bottom of the sixth inning and a two-run single by Tyrone Lorenzo in the bottom of the seventh, that leapfrogged the Whitecaps into the lead. West Michigan went on to capture the win. Today, the Lugnuts send the right-hander Cade Morris to the mound against the Whitecaps lefty Joe Miller. Here's your Lug starting lineup. Hitting off today, the center fielder Johnny Butler. Batting second, shortstop Josh Carota-Grauer. Heading third and right field, it's Jared Dickey. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Luke Mann. Heading fifth, catching, it's C.J. Rodriguez. Batting sixth, the DH, Casey Yamauchi. Heading seventh, second baseman, T.J. Schofield-Sam. Cole Kahn's at first base, batting eighth. A batting ninth to round off the order, the left fielder, Saheed Valenzuela. Butler, Carota-Grauer, Dickey. Mann, Rodriguez, Yamauchi. Schofield-Sam, Kahn, and Valenzuela for Cade Morris. The right-hander hailing from Turlock, California, making his seventh start as a member of the Lugnuts after the A's acquired him via trade for Paul Blackburn from the New York Mets. Now on the other side, Max Clark leads off today for West Michigan and DHs. Batting second, the second baseman, Max Anderson. Both Maxes had the day off yesterday. Hitting third, Tyrone Lorenzo, the catcher. Batting fourth, shortstop Johnny Peck, probably the most unlikely cleanup hitter in the Midwest League. Then the number five hitter is the right fielder, Roberto Campos. Heading sixth, it's the third baseman, Isaac Pacheco. Batting seventh, in center field, Seth Stevenson. Heading eighth, the first baseman, Andrew Jenkins. We have so rarely seen Andrew Jenkins this year. And then batting ninth, in left field, Dom Johnson. That is your lineup for the West Michigan Whitecaps, the Detroit Tigers High A affiliate. That's Clark, Anderson, Lorenzo, Pat Campos, Pacheco, Stevenson, Jenkins, and Johnson. And they support a left-hander in Joe Miller. Stands 5 feet 10 inches tall out of Hatboro, Pennsylvania. An 11th rounder 2 years ago out of Penn, an Ivy Leaguer. And he struck out 91 batters for Penn 2 years ago. First team all Ivy. Second most strikeouts in a single season in Penn baseball history. Comes into play today with a 4.6 ERA through 18 appearances, 17 of those starts, 20 walks, but only 46 strikeouts, 72 in the third innings. So in general, teams put the ball into play against him. Last time out for Miller, 3 1/3 innings, 6 hits, 4 runs. That against the Dayton Dragons, he allowed 2 home runs in those games. He has given up 9 home runs overall for the year. The Whitecaps are taking the field clad in their baby blue uniforms, the Carolina blue. On the other side, Lugnuts are wearing their black jersey shirts, the road gray pants, the Whitecaps and the home whites. Carolina blue caps for West Michigan. Lugnuts are wearing the black caps, so it's the men in black on the visiting first base side. It's an interim manager today for the Lugnuts in Ruben Escalera. The manager for the Lugs in his second year with the squad, Craig Conklin, suspended today and tomorrow after his ejection 2 days ago. The umpires at home plate, our home plate umpire is Justin Hopkins. On the bases umpire is Jabril Jeter Abdullah. The Lugnuts come into play today with a record of 26-38 here in the second half, 58-71 for the year. Earlier in the year, about the midway point, they lost 8 consecutive games. If they lose again today, that would be their 8th straight loss. The Whitecaps are on the other side at 36-27, 67-62 for the year at large. Tyron Lorenzo, the catcher, was just announced. He headed to home plate. The outfielders are out, the infielders in. Just a moment. Here comes the lefty, Joe Miller, wearing number 14 on the back of his jersey in white. The Lugnuts are already standing at attention up the first base side. Kevin Kuzmanoff, nearest to everyone, has the baseball cap off. It is stopped, it is held, pressed up against his chest. The Lugnuts bullpen down the right side, they also stand at attention. The gigantic American flag out beyond the center field wall. Everybody faces it. Largest flag in minor league baseball. Down to the field for our national anthem. There's a large group to sing it. Some baseball, shall we? We only have one more day of this for the Lansing Lugnuts in the West Michigan Whitecaps season. So let's enjoy ourselves while we're here. I see some jerseys all out and about throughout LMCU Ballpark, located about, an hour, 10 minutes away to the west of Lansing. Tiny little Cassidy declares play ball today. It is a neon night here in West Michigan. That means glow sticks. Means all sorts of different glow-in-the-dark attire. They're lighting up the night for one last night of baseball, and there will be fireworks. They're starting today at 7:05. Or at the very least, you know, that's the plan, considering it's 7:04 right now. So we'll see. Whitecaps defense. Lorenzo's catching, Jenkins at first, Anderson at second, Peck at short, and Pacheco at third base. How about the Peck and Pacheco left side of the infield? Don Johnson is in left field. Adam would say Miami Vice. At center field, Seth Stevenson. And in right field, Roberto Campos. If you're wondering about Adam, the Central Michigan Chippewas are down 14-0 at FIU. 7:31 to go in the second quarter. Come on, Chippewas. Time to get fired up. Adam will fly back after the game. And we expect that he'll join me on the airwaves tomorrow. A very tired young man. Johnny Butler, Josh Carota-Grauer, Jared Dickey coming up against the Southpaw, Joe Miller. Hatboro, PA, represent. Kevin Kuzmanoff up the third base side into the coach's box with a handshake for Pacheco, the third baseman. Those two were discussing hitting earlier in this series. Two big power hitters. A throw down by Lorenzo, received by Anderson. Over to Peck. Fire to Pacheco at third. Give it to the pitcher, Miller. Send up Johnny Butler. Let's play some ball. Meeting number 23 of the year between the Lugnuts and the West Michigan Whitecaps. Meeting number 472 all time. The time, 7:05 p.m. Lefty to lefty. Miller kicks, throws. Outside ball one. We are underway right on time. And I see that the Michigan State Spartans have taken the lead on the Maryland Terrapins at the death, 27-24 in a field goal by Jonathan Kim. Foul out of play, right side by Johnny Butler. One ball, one strike. The turn, the kick, the pitch. Inside corner, strike two call. For Johnny B, 3-for-18 in this series, two doubles and a homer. So when he's gotten a base hit, he's hit it very hard. 1-2 pitch. Lofted out to right center field. That could dunk down. It does for a base hit. Not all that hard. He's back on. Right fielder Campos gets it into second. A leadoff single for the old Lugnuts. Fourth hit of the series for Johnny Butler. And now Josh Carota Crower. Right-handed batter. 4-for-14 of the series with a double. Also three walks. The pitch. Strike called at the letters. Outside corner. Home plate umpire has mentioned Justin Hopkins. Well, the question with Hopkins will be today, as it has been each time he's been behind the plate, how good are his corners? 0-1. Low. One ball and one strike on Carota Grauer. 2024 Big Ten Player of the Year, 2024 All Big Ten First Team out of Rutgers. First Team All America, Perfect Game USA. Pitch. Punched on the ground, right side, and through. A Danny Batista Jr. special. Butler up to second. The strong throw comes in from Campos, and Peck, the shortstop, had to leap up to haul it in. That's back-to-back singles for Lansing. Carota Grauer at first, Butler at second, no score. Nobody out for Jared Dickey. And Dickey is 1-for-14 in the series. Catcher Lorenzo out in front of the dish, signals for the infielders, claps his hand into his mitt, turns around, looks at the third baseside home dugout, settles back into his crouch. Dickey grabbed the brim of his black batting helmet, black bat in hand, tapping his left shoulder. The pitch, swing and a miss, strike one, breaking down and away. Sweeper from Miller. And Jared Dickey has a number of things that he does in between each pitch. It's an 0-1, and he takes it high. One ball, one strike, here he goes, end of the routine. Right foot back, holds the bat in one hand, looks at it, steps in. Grabs the helmet, touches his right shoulder, sweeps the bat around once, twice, taps his left shoulder, rests the bat there. The pitch. A chopper pulled on the right side. The first baseman, Jenkins, one play, over to first for the out, on the runner's advance. Carota Grauer to second, Butler to third. One gone in the top of the first. Send up Luke Mann. 3-for-16 in the series. Mann had an RBI triple earlier in the series, 2 days ago. Infield drawn in. Pacheco and Peck on the left side, Anderson and Jenkins on the right side. First pitch. At the letters, strike called. Fastball from Miller. Fastball only about 90, 91 miles an hour. The Lugnuts look for the game's first run. With the left-handed batter up there, the third baseman Pacheco is playing off his line. Miller delivers. Broke it in. Strike two called. A win two on Mann. Keep in mind, Joe Miller has not been a strikeout pitcher. Steps off the rubber and then retoes it. In college, big time. Historic in the history of Penn Quakers baseball. But not this year for the Whitecaps. 46 strikeouts, 72 and two-thirds innings. The pitch, check swing, fastball outside. They appeal, denied by Jabril Jeter Abdullah, the bases umpire. One ball, two strikes. The single by Butler to lead off the game was a blooper out to right center. The single by Carota Grauer punched through the right side. The ground out. Now the 1-2. Fly ball, right field shallow, right down the line. Campos can't get there. It falls for a base hit. The third of the plate is late. Butler scores standing. Carota Grauer takes third on an RBI single by Luke Mann. The Lugnuts take a 1-0 lead in the first. So it's the Nuts who score first today in West Michigan. And now here comes C.J. Rodriguez. First, though, the pitching coach, Dan Rickaball. Yesterday, it was the Whitecaps who scored first in the second inning. The day before that, the Whitecaps scored first in the second inning. The day before that, the Whitecaps scored first in the sixth inning. The Lugnuts did not score in the game. The Lugs did score first in the series opener back in the second. That was the game they took a 4-1 lead to the bottom of the ninth, but eventually ended up falling 5-4 in 11 innings. But it's the Lugnuts who lead today. 1-0 against Joe Miller. Three hits in the first four batters. And looking for more. Carota Grauer at third, Mann at first. Rickaball jogs off the mound, left side. Temperatures right now in Comstock Park, Michigan, 59 degrees. It's a cold one. Good day for a hoodie. C.J. Rodriguez steps in now. 3-for-8 in the series, two singles and a double. Lefty to righty. Fading outside, ball one. 1-0 Lansing. Immediately. Miller is closed off, deals. Fastball high, 2-0. Well, this isn't Miller's game either. The 5-10 Miller deals to the 5-10 Rodriguez. A throw to first base instead. A man back in. C.J. Rodriguez listed at 5'10", 190 pounds. Joe Miller, 5'10", 175 or thereabouts. Gets the sign, sets, throws. Breaks in a called strike. Two and one on CJ. 1-0 Lugnuts. Here's the pitch. Outside. Three balls and a strike. Casey Amauchi waits on deck. Email address for the broadcast booth, jgoldstrass@lansinglugnuts.com. Next to last game of the year. Miller's 3-1. Fouled straight back. On the count is run full. For the year, Rodriguez is hitting .201. He has lifted his batting average back above .200. This is his 69th game of the year. Good speed for Carota Grauer at third. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Rodriguez strikes out. He jumped at that one. Slider away by Miller. Two outs in the first inning. More baseballs are brought to the home plate umpire Hopkins as Casey Amauchi steps in. And Lorenzo once again, a series of signals. Just in case Luke Mann decides, I'm going for second. Mann this year 2-for-2 in stolen bases with the Lugnuts. Casey Amauchi to this point hitting .241 as a member of the Lugnuts. He's been on the schneid. And he takes a ball outside. Oh, I've given it away, have I? That's going to be our sixth inning slang today, as requested by Clayton Bell. I forgot that he requested this yesterday. Ball one offering. Line drive up the middle, nabbed by Max Anderson at second. And that'll do it on the top of the first inning. Lugnuts score one run, and they do so on three singles. Two runners left stranded. Unofficially for Joe Miller, 23 pitches. Lugnuts 1, West Michigan's coming up against Kate Morris when we return.
We're with Bridget, whose husband won't be home for months, and whose daughter is due any day. We're with Mike, who's leaving home to protect his family and yours. We're with all service members and their families who need community, connection, and maybe a bit of magic. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today. We're with Liam after his fourth military move, when being new is starting to get old. We're with Tara during the holidays, when she misses home the most. We're with all service members and their families who need connection, comfort, and a home away from home. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today.
RBI single by Luke Mann has the Lugs up 1-0 in West Michigan. Let's go to the bottom of the first inning. Max Clark bats from the left side. Cade Morris, the right-hander. Wine throws. Swing and a miss. Strike one. Fired right by him at 95. Morris against Clark, Anderson, and Lorenzo. The pitch. Down it in. That's Max, and Tyrone against Cade. Out of the University of Nevada, Reno, the Wolfpack. Rocking from foot to foot, the kick and the pitch. Outside, two balls and a strike. Hey, how about some run support for Cade Morris? That's something that the right-hander just has not gotten over the course of his time with the Lugnuts. It fires here, and Clark swings and pops it up. Down the left side, foul ground. Luke Mann over, makes the catch right next to the tarp and the railing. And Clark is out number one. There comes Max Anderson. Well, Cade Morris, when he was pitching for Brooklyn, he got run support. They scored for him. The Lugnuts have not been so generous. Roddy throws to Roddy. 1-0 does. Anderson fouls it away down the right side. Strike one. Here's how many runs the Lugs have scored for him. Two runs, no runs, two runs, one run, one run. His last outing, they scored four. They could do him better than that, you'd figure. Here's the 0-1. Fouled straight back, strike two. It should not surprise you, therefore, that in Morris's six starts previously to tonight with the Lugnuts, Lansing has not won one. Maybe tonight will change that. 0-2. Down and away. Keith Law wrote about Cade Morris. He's a sinker-slider guy who gets a lot of ground balls and pop-ups. Probably a fifth starter now toward the major league level. Could be a fourth starter. The pitch. Fouled up and away right side. But in talking to Cade, he told me that he is going to hammer this offseason in terms of trying to work to get better. 1-2 pitch to Anderson. Up and in, and did it hit him? It did. Strikes Anderson with the 1-2 pitch. There's Cade. Cade is looking for the appeal. Here comes the appeal, and it's denied. No swing, so one out, two strike, HBP. It's the seventh batter that Morris has hit as a member of the Lugnuts. He had only hit six batters combined as a member of the Mets organization. I mean, we're talking in 92 and one-third innings. Here's Tyrone Lorenzo. Lugnuts lead 1-0. Bottom of the first. Runner at first base, one out. Switch hitter batting left. Third baseman Mann plays to the shortstop hole. Shortstop Carota Grauer up the middle. The deal? Low. Ball one. For Morris, when he first joined the Lugnuts, he went seven innings, allowed three runs to Dayton on August the 2nd. Seven innings, four runs at Great Lakes on August the 8th. Lorenzo swings, flies it out to shallow center. Johnny Butler digs in. He gets there. He makes the catch. Anderson back to first. Two outs. In Morris's third start, he took on these Whitecaps, and here's where things get interesting. West Michigan scored 8 runs against Morris in the first inning and then scored 2 runs against him in the second. The Whitecaps won the game 11-2. Well, so far so good here. Foul out, hit batter, fly out. The pitch to Peck, righty to righty. Outside corner, strike call. Back pick to first base, not in time. Anderson back in. Rodriguez checking. The fourth start for Morris was in Quad Cities. He went 4 innings. The fifth start at Quad Cities. He went 4 1/3. The delivery slides outside. And most recently against Fort Wayne, he went 5 2/3 innings, building back up after that nightmare at home on August the 14th against the Whitecaps. Better and better his last 3 outings. He's allowed 3 runs apiece. Looking for the third out. Fouled away down the right side. He put away Peck. Johnny Peck, the Pepperdine wave. Home plate umpire. Justin Hopkins, I believe, signaled the count is 1-2. That's right. Here's the pitch. And it hits him. Looked like it caught Peck squarely between the shoulder blades as the breaking ball got away. Well, he was looking for the curve. The curvature of the back, basically. The curvature of the spine. And we've gone foul out, hit batter, fly out, hit batter. The Lugnuts got 3 hits in the top of the first inning, and Kate Morris has 2 hits in the bottom of the first. And it's 1-0 Lugnuts, 2-1, 2 out for Roberto Campos. Black Sox up high for Cade. Deals. Ground ball down to third base. There's Luke Mann, grabs, double clutches, guides it over to first base. To his good friend Cole Kahn, and the inning is over. So 2 batters hit by pitches, and that's as much as West Michigan got by way of a rally. Let's go to the second, Lugs leading 1-0.
Today's world is hectic, and sometimes as parents we need a little help. And we get it, our kids prefer to hang out with their digital babysitter, where social media is their best friend. Companies like TikTok, Instagram, and YouTube promise entertainment and connection, but spread isolation and despair. To them, our kids are just dollar signs. For hours a day, social media sells our children's minds to the highest bidder, no matter the human cost. We would never let a real-life babysitter introduce our kids to racists, conspiracy theorists, or women haters. We wouldn't let a babysitter show our children violence or give them drugs. But social media companies do this every day, making billions of dollars by feeding our kids content that damages their mental health and self-esteem. So before we hand our kids off to the digital babysitter, just remember that social media is addictive and profitable by design. These companies don't care and Congress won't act. So it's up to us. We at the Center for Countering Digital Hate are fighting for change to make sure someone holds these companies accountable. Join us at protectingkidsonline.org.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Schofield, Sam, Kahn, and Valenzuela do 7-8-9. Luggies up 1-0 top of the second inning against Joe Miller at the West Michigan Whitecaps. Lefty-lefty here. Miller throws. T.J. Schofield, Sam takes a called strike. I'll take his word for it. Pull shift on against the left-handed batter. Miller turns, kicks. Here it is. Line drive, left field, down for a base hit. Cut off by Dom Johnson. Johnson gets it in. That's an opposite field single for Schofield Sam. And the native Canadian on this cool night making himself comfortable. That is 4 singles for the Lugnuts in a 7-batter span. What can Cole Kahn manage? A man who went 2-for-4 yesterday. Switch hitter batting right, Black Sox high. Pitch. He looks at a called strike. A fastball at 90 miles an hour on the dot. Nobody out. Schofield Sam at first, not a threat to run. Held on by Andrew Jenkins. Miller's pitch. A dribbler up the third base side. That rolls foul. Let me try to explain to you how Andrew Jenkins is holding on T.J. Schofield Sam at first base. So first, I would like to welcome Jenkins to this series. This is the first time that we've seen the big man. And he stands out greatly. He's 6 feet tall. He's 210 pounds. He's playing in his 14th game. He stands and he leans a little back and he sticks out his belly. Long hair, bearded. Pounds his glove. He is relaxed. He was taking BP the other day, cracking up all of his teammates. Bends back, knees bent. Left due to righty, 0-2 for Kahn. Up high. Andrew Jenkins reminds me of Jake Garland, the first baseman. Schofield's hand, three steps away. The deal, a ground ball hit to short, could be two. Packed to Anderson, one. Anderson to first. It's not in time to Jenkins. Beaten that by Cole Kahn. Call it a force out at second. A fielder's choice. Back and Anderson did not turn it quickly enough. Had Kahn take Schofield Sam's spot at first. One away. Here's Saheed Valenzuela. The second straight switch hitter at the bottom of the order. Number nine batter. Hits right. Lugs up 1-0 in the second. Miller delivers. Fouled back into the netting. How about the day yesterday for Saheed? He had a single. He drew a walk. He scored two runs. He also dropped down a sacrifice bunt in the ninth inning after a leadoff single by Cole Kahn. And so the Lugnuts had the tying run in scoring position, but the Whitecaps escaped with the win. Miller's pitch. Up and away. Sailed on him. One ball, one strike. Steady wind left to right across the field right now. The American flag hanging high above the center field batting eye is in the sunlight. The pitch. Lifted foul, off the right side, up into the light, and then down just next to the grassy triangular berm. Out of play, one ball and two strikes on Valenzuela. Saheed, the Cal State Fullerton Titan, wears number three. Lead off hitting Johnny Butler on deck. 1-0 Lugnuts batting in the second. The pitch, that too is fouled away. Low breaking ball. Saheed caught out early on the front foot, flipped it away to the right, off into the crowd. Saheed Valenzuela, who has played parts of each of the last three seasons here with Lansing, two-ton bat in hand. Here's the pitch. That's bounced foul. I tell you, I got a bad feeling about the internet here. The internet here in West Michigan went down at the very end of last night's game. If you suddenly lose me, their internet is struggling. Here's the pitch. Fouled up and away right side. We're going to keep it as long as we can. Come on, West Michigan wireless internet. We only have two more games to go this year. Are you good? You're good. Yeah, Clayton, I got knocked off twice yesterday. Valenzuela is hitting 173 through 28 games. Here's the pitch to him. Bouncer, foul, left side. 1-2, it stays. The second inning began with a Schofield Sam single. Cole Kahn then, the fielder's choice. And now Saheed Valenzuela making Joe Miller work. Pitch number 7 of the plate appearance. On its way. Up and away. Actually, that was pitch number 8. That was 5 consecutive fouls by Valenzuela. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Do I hear pitch number 9? Here it comes. Swing and a miss, struck him out. A 9-pitch plate appearance ends in Miller's second strikeout. He hooked it down and in. Now there's two away in the second inning. Got a nice pretzel stick. There's still some more popcorn remaining. We're good. We've got cookies here. M&M cookies at the top. 1-0 Lansing in the second. Feeling fine. Top of the order, Johnny Butler takes outside. Ball one. Cade Morris, 16 pitches in the first inning. And Joe Miller is right now at 38. Butler's 1-for-1. Single and a run scored. Rips it foul right side off the railing. Hopping into the Lugnuts pen, then skipping right behind. And a nice bare hand grab made by one of the Whitecaps staff members. Here comes pitch number 40 from Miller in the top of the second inning. To Johnny Butler. Throw over to first base in time instead. And Kohakon back in. 1-1 on Johnny. Johnny Butler had scoring that run in the first inning. He has now scored 71 runs this year. Here's the pitch. Up and in and hit him. Two batters struck by Morris in the bottom of the first. Here's the first HBP by Miller, and it comes in the top of the second. And the Lugnuts have runners at first and second base. Two men out. Josh Carota-Grauer forthcoming. Butler hit by a pitch for just the sixth time this year. For Joe Miller, just the fifth batter that he struck. Josh Carota-Grauer singled his first time. What we've seen from Carota-Grauer. He'll swing first pitch. First pitch here. He swings and lines it out to right center field. Over goes Campos to his right. Reaches up to make the catch. And the side's retired. Not sure Campos realized that was the third out. Nonetheless, no runs for the Lugnuts. One hit batter, two runners stranded. They're 1.5, the Nuts one. And the Whitecaps, nothing.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Jesse Goldberg-Strassler here. No Adam Jackson with me. He is feeling the torture. Florida International is leading his Chippewas 28-0. And they're not even at the half yet. Maybe they can score before the half comes to a close. Here it's the Lugnuts 1, the Whitecaps nothing. Isaac Pacheco bats left. Cade Morris, the right-hander, with the first pitch of the home second. On its way. Low, ball one. Okay, correct me if I'm wrong. As Isaac Pacheco led off the second inning every single game here, Roberto Campos keeps on making the final out of the first. The pitch, there's a called strike. Let's see, yesterday, yep, Pacheco led off the bottom of the second. Day before that, yep, Pacheco led off the bottom of the second. 1-1. Pitch on its way. Low. Ball 2 to Pacheco. All right, that is it. It's only been three consecutive days that this pattern has held true. Pacheco homered in one of those games, leading off. 2-1 pitch here. He chops it on the right side. It's the second baseman, Schofield Sam, over to Khan at first. One up and one gone. Here comes Seth Stevenson, the center fielder. Central Michigan just converted on fourth down from the FIU 40. They are in desperate straits. There's big-time news, by the way, from the Mid-American Conference. There was action earlier today. Righty-righty, Morris deals. Stevenson takes. Strike called at the knees. Lloyd Metz lead 1-0 here. In South Bend, Indiana, number 5 Notre Dame went down. A 1 pitch. Line drive punched over the first baseman, Khan. Base hit to right. Stevenson steadies at first. The throw comes in from Jared Dickey. On a one-out single for West Michigan. The first base hit today for the Whitecaps. So the NIU Huskies earlier today kicked a field goal with about 31 seconds to go. And they beat Notre Dame, the number 5 team in the country. Unbelievable. That means something personal here in West Michigan. The pitch to Andrew Jenkins down low. Stevenson runs. Throw down is perfect. Tag greets him, and he's gone. And how about the hesitation from Jabril Jeter-Abdullah? Made sure that all eyes were on him. And then he punched the air as hard as he could. Seth Stevenson nabbed. Khan trying to steal a base for the 9th time in 68 attempts this year. CJ cut him down. The pitch to Andrew Jenkins. Swing and a miss. Strike one. Jabril Jeter-Abdullah. Flair for the dramatic. You're watching, you're out. The 1-1 pitch. Sails outside. Andrew Jenkins in his first appearance of the series. He's been good for the Whitecaps. Hitting 304. Three doubles and a homer. Righty-righty, 2-1, hitter's pitch. Fly ball patted out to center field. Back goes Johnny Butler. Back he goes with room to make the catch because it's a graveyard here in West Michigan. Hit that ball to center field somewhere else, maybe a different result, but not in Comstock Park. It's just a long out that didn't even make the trek. And we're through two innings complete. Cade Morris and the Lugnuts lead the Whitecaps 1-0.
What makes essential workers essential?
We build safe roads for you to drive on.
We harvest fresh produce for your families to eat.
We help you heal when you're sick.
We get you where you need to go.
We keep where you work and live clean and safe.
We make sure you get what you need to make your household work.
You're the essential workers who help our nation run. You're in every city, town, and corner of our country, and you come from all over the globe. And you have essential protections under the law. I'm Marty Walsh. The Wage and Hour Division at the Department of Labor helps ensure you receive the essential protections you deserve. If you have questions about your pay or about your job protection during an illness, visit our website or call 866-4-US-WAGE. That's 866-487-9243. We can provide help in more than 200 languages.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Labor.
Nothing Lugnuts go to the third inning. 3-4-5, Dickie Mann, C.J. Rodriguez coming up on a Saturday night in Comstock Park. Joe Miller, the lefty, deals to Jared Dickey, so left on left. Pitch number one. Fouled back over the screen below us. Strike one. Dickey is 0 for 1 with a ground out to first. The pitch coming. Hooked him high. One ball and one strike. Here comes the break even. A bunt laid down up the third base side, but foul. One ball and two strikes. It's the top of the third inning. You know, usually this is when we do our trivia question of the game. Today in Lugnuts history, I've got one item written down. It was September the 7th, 2009. The Lugnuts closed out the year. It was my first year with the Lugnuts. They lost 4-3 to South Bend. They finished the year 54-84. That was my introduction to Midwest League Baseball. Wasn't great. Could have been better. But I got a better trivia question for you. Nobody on, nobody out. 1-0 Nuts in the third. At the pitch. Bowled straight back by Dickey. We hang tight here. One ball and two strikes. You see, yesterday in Lugnuts history, it was Bo Bichette and Vladimir Guerrero Jr. making their Lugnuts unofficial debut against Michigan State in the Crosstown Showdown. The pitch popped him up. Back of home plate. The catcher, Tyrone Lorenzo, makes the catch, holding his mask in one hand. He ran out below the logo, the angry wave painted on the green grass. Dickey bows out for out number one. Your question, though, in which Midwest League city did Bo Bichette and Vladimir Guerrero Jr. first meet in 2016? It was secretive that those two players were shipped in to take BP. The pitch, swing and a miss, strike one, Luke Mann. Lansing leading 1-0 in the third. I went up to the press box and I told the folks who work there, if you see two guys whose numbers don't match the roster well. The pitch, up and in. One ball, one strike. I said, one of them is Vladimir Guerrero Jr. and the other one is Bo Bichette. And they said, Vladimir Guerrero Jr., is he related to? And I said, yes. And they said, Bo Bichette, is he related to? And I said, yep. Breaking ball down and away. Two balls and one strike. What city did they first meet each other? Because Bo was just drafted by the Blue Jays that year. Taken out of high school in Florida in the second round. Vladdy, an international signee. The pitch, up and in. So it was Bo's first year in the system, and the weird thing with Bo was his appendix had just burst, which ended his first full pro. It ended his first season down in Florida. The pitch, swing and a miss, strike two for Luke Mann. And the way that Bo explained it to me was his appendix burst, it absorbed into his body, he was fine. And that, to my mind, sounded like a miracle. That does not sound like something that's humanly possible. A payoff pitch, up and in, grazed him, and that's the second hit batter from Miller. Now each pitcher has hit two batters. And once again, Joe Miller did not want to do that. That's a 3-2 pitch that got away. One out base runner, man down to first, and here comes C.J. Rodriguez. One on, one gone, 1-0 Lansing in the third inning. But Bo was sent into Lansing. Vladdy was sent into Lansing. C.J. takes a called strike in the outside corner. Vladdy was moved up from Bluefield. They skipped him right over Vancouver. So from the Appy League over the Northwest League to the Lugnuts. And Vancouver never forgave the Blue Jays for that one. Lefty to righty. Foul ball off the screen on the right. So that's your trivia question today. Can you name the city in the Midwest League on the road? Vladdy and Bo first joined the Lugnuts and first met each other. Here's the pitch. Down and in. And I will first give you a hint. The city is still in the Midwest League. It has not disappeared. Jay Goldstress at LansingLugnuts.com. 2016. One ball and two strikes for CJ. The pitch on its way. He got under it, out into right center field. Seth Stevenson, the center fielder, over near Campos. Campos calls him off from right, makes the catch. And back to first base, Luke Mann. There's two gone. Here comes Casey Yamauchi. Basically, the wind took that ball right out of Stevenson's area and sent it into the region of Campos. You know, outfielders are territorial. Casey Yamauchi, right-handed batter. Lefty on the hill, 1-0 Nuns. First pitch. Dribbler up the left side, but foul. Casey is due for a knock. He is 0 for his last 15. And he takes a ball outside. 1-1. Lined out his last time. Hit it right on the nose, spiked it up the middle, but unfortunately for him, right at Max Anderson. Miller delivers. Down the right field line and foul. There are some folks picnicking down there, and the ball fell right in between them. And the ball was hurriedly given, a grown-up to a youngster. Here you go. Do you think he values that baseball? Or do you think he takes it for granted? Man is at first. He was hit by a pitch with one out. There's two outs right now. On the pitch. Breaking ball fouled off on the ground down the left side. 1-2 in Yamauchi. It's the second time around through the order. The swings do not look any more comfortable. The first time around, Butler a single, Kuroda Grauer a single. Two batters later, Mann singled in Butler for the 1-0 lead. In the second inning, Schofield Sam a single. The pitch, up and away. 2-2. The Lugnuts offense during this series has been having one big rally. Miller to the plate. Fouled in the air down the right side. Out of play. He go back yesterday. The Lugs scored 4 runs in the top of the 5th inning. Did not score after that. Go back a couple of days ago. They had a 3-run top of the 3rd inning. Those were all their runs in the game. 2-2 pitch with 2 outs. Yamauchi fouls it back. They were shut out 1-0 on Wednesday. Tuesday they fell 5-4. Trying to put together something here. 2 outs. Mann at first base. 2-2. The pitch. Little flare out to right field. Roberto Campos measures. Makes the catch. Barely had to move. If he shuffled his feet at all, it was unnecessary. And the Lugnuts leave Mann following the HBP. 2.5 innings are complete. And the score remains the same as it was back in the first. It's 1-0 Lugnuts at LMCU Ballpark.
Our excellence is shining, yet so many of us are dying. Colon cancer is silently killing our people, our friends, and family. So screen, we must. We do this for all of us. The health revolution must begin. From diagnosis to death rates, colon cancer can no longer win. Ravaging Black communities, colon screenings are a must. They're recommended for those 45 and up to pinpoint and treat the signs. If detected early, colon cancer is treatable, 91% beatable. It's on us to stand up to cancer once and for all. What's up? This is Will.i.am, and I'm joining Stand Up to Cancer and Providence Health System to let you know that colon cancer affects the Black community at a higher rate. But there's hope. Getting screened for colon cancer can save your life. So learn about your screening options, including easy-to-use at-home tests. Ask your doctor or go to providence.org/colon cancer to determine which screening option is right for you.
One and two, bottom of the order, and then things flip over for West Michigan. Taking on the right-hander, Cade Morris. Cade Morris is tall and slender. 6'3", 190 pounds, a 1-0 lead to his back as he deals to Dom Johnson, batting 9. Down and away, ball 1. So far, the 8 batters against Morris in this game for West Michigan. Well, here's the pitch. Low. Called strike by Justin Hopkins. Shouldn't give up so quick. 1-1. The eight batters are 1-for-6. 2 at batters and a single by Seth Stevenson. Morris deals. Foul away. Off the facing of the suites and rebounding down into the crowd. And it's a big crowd today, filling up the permanent blue seats, angling all the way around. And the stadium club in right center. Morris to the plate. Foul ball. Air to the Lux dugout on the first base side. Careful. One ball and two strikes on the West Michigan left fielder. A lot of folks picnicking up the right field line as well. Pitcher's pitch here. Swing and a miss. He got him. 95 of the fastball, and he climbed the ladder. Johnson's Morris' first strikeout victim. There's Max Clark. Bleached blonde hair, tattooed forearms, batting left. First pitch. Low, ball one. The 19-year-old Clark fouled that to the third baseman man his first time. His white caps are down 1-0. The pitch, high, 2 balls and 0 strikes. Clark's batting average is .271, which, you know, when you're a teenager in the Midwest League, that's fine. Morris rotates kicks and offers. A ground ball rolled over on the right side. Backhand Statpole Khan beats Morris to the base for the out. Cade Morris loves defending his position, and he got to first in a hurry. Cole Khan, the catcher, at first base again today with Danny Bautista Jr. still nursing the hamstring injury. And Max Clark is 0 for 2. Two away from Max Anderson. 1-0 Nuts. First pitch. Fastball. Strike called. At the belt. Anderson was hit by the pitch his first time up. And 0-1. Chopper to shortstop. 2 bounces to Kuroda Grauer. Feeds first. Out number 3. Perfect frame for Morris for the first time today. Let's go to the fourth inning. 1-0 Lugnuts leading on the road.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other and build family memories we will carry with us forever. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. It's easy. Just put in your zip code to find family-friendly outdoor destinations near you. You'll also find guides to free activities, games, and amazing forest facts. Give the magic of the outdoors to your kids and reconnect with your family. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Three scoreless innings for Cade Morris. Lugnuts lead 1-0 entering the fourth at LMC Ballpark, western side of the Midden. It's a cold one. There are not too many clouds up there in the sky. Temperatures up in the high 50s to begin this ballgame, and then sinking down as the night goes on. It has me looking back earlier on in the year. You know what was the coldest temperature for the Lugnuts to play a game this year? 42 degrees. That was on April the 21st at Lake County. And you know, 42 degrees at first pitch. TJ Schofield Sam against Joe Miller. Lefty to lefty. Strike called. Hey, I heard you lone Lions fan chanting Jared Goff. I heard you clearly. Lions and Rams tomorrow night. Strike one toss from Miller. Broke it in for a called strike two. Schofield Sam is 1-for-1 with a single his first time up. Fell behind the count in the second inning. Line a single out to left field. Black bat in hand, native of Ontario. 0-2. Off the outside corner, he takes ball one. Lugnuts are leading 1-0 on a first inning RBI single by Luke Mann. Shortstop pack up the middle. Miller to the plate. Bowed back into the screen. Earlier this series, I introduced the West Michigan Whitecaps broadcast crew to the Fishbowl. And ever since then, it has lived in the home broadcast booth. They've taken our fishbowl. 1-2. Line drive up the middle. That's in the center field for a base hit. Schofield Sam is 2-for-2. Routed first, a head full of steam, and then right back to the bag as the throw comes in from Stevenson. Lead off single, Schofield Sam. Just like he did in the second, he echoes the beat in the fourth. And here comes Cole Kahn. Still, though, I went in, I checked in on the fishbowl. It's in good shape. Lugs lead 1-0. Nobody out. Lefty throws. Kahn takes. Strike called inside corner. Switch hitter batting right. Grounded into a fielder's choice his first time that erased Schofield Sam at second. I did grab a slip out of the fishbowl. They told me they were doing the fishbowl here in the fourth, and I told them I wanted to as well. The pitch. Kahn takes. Strike called. Good things afoot for the Lugnuts, so fishbowl might wait until the bottom of the fourth inning. Cole Kahn down to the count 0-2. Keep in mind, so is Schofield Sam. Joe Miller's pitch. Fouled away, up in the air, down the right side. The fishbowl we started earlier this year, Adam Jackson and I. In spring training, Adam and I flew down to Arizona, and we were talking with a number of broadcasters, and the idea came up to fill a fishbowl with all sorts of interesting things to talk about over the course of a baseball season. Miller deals. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. Off speed away. The third strikeout for Joe Miller. Cole Kahn is at number one. Well, we got about a month into the season, and Adam turned to me, and he said, "So, are we going to do that fishbowl or not?" And so, we put it into action. We've been bringing the fishbowl around with us ever since. Zahid Valenzuela takes. Strike called outside corner. And what we've been doing with it, and let me tell you, it's not actually a fishbowl. Really, it's more like a snack bowl. You might see cookies in there, candies. Lefty deals to the switch hitter, batting right. Foul ball, right side. Up into the sweet level, and a nice grab. A fan with two hands cushioned it up against his belly. He earned that foul. Valenzuela struck out his first time. This, by the way, is his 100th at-bat with the Nuts. Lansing is leading 1-0. The pitch tails down and away. 1-2. So with the fishbowl, bringing it around everywhere in the Midwest League and whoever asks about it, Adam and I have been tearing off slips of paper and encouraging them, fill them out, put them into the fishbowl, and that way it'll get filled. Valenzuela takes a ball, though. 2-2. And because of that, there's a lot of slips of paper in there. When Adam brought the fishbowl to Beloit, he vowed to me that he was going to fill it by the end of the trip. He didn't. It's still pretty full. Miller's 2-2 pitch to Valenzuela. Chopper to shortstop. Peck waits back, grabs, and drops it. Everybody is safe. He hurried himself on the transfer, gloved a throwing hand, and it slipped right out of his possession down to his feet. Schofield Sam to second. Valenzuela aboard at first. Now we've got an error coming. E6, Johnny Peck. First and second, one down, lugs up, 1-0. Top of the order, time and Johnny Butler. Butler is 1-for-1 with a hit by pitch. He's reached base twice and two times. At bat number three, takes a ball thrown away. I should say plate appearance number three. And it comes in the top of the fourth inning. Love to see that. Leadoff hitter coming up for a third time in four frames. There's only one man out in this fourth. Lansing looking to increase a 1-0 lead. So I've got a fishbowl prompt here in front of me. We'll do it in the bottom half. The pitch. Ground ball foul right side. If I'm the West Michigan broadcasters, I don't blame them for looking at this and going, boy, I'd rather talk about something else. The fishbowl prompts that I've seen that they pulled out during this series, because they have been loving it. they pulled out, what is your favorite candy? And then the roving camera operator went through the stands and found people eating candy. Miller to the plate. Foul back to the screen. Catcher Lorenzo stood up out of his crouch. He was ready to fire back into second base. Butler took that opportunity away from him. One ball, two strikes on Johnny Barrels. Picked up that nickname at North Carolina State, the ACC batting champ. Schofield Sam at second, Valenzuela at first. Both run fine. The pitch bends down and away. Neither's a true burner. Neither one is a piano mover. Although they could pick him up and put him down. Miller gets the sign from Tyrone Lorenzo. 1-0 Nuts. A spin, a throw back in a second. Schofield Sam is safe. Shortstop Peck cut in behind him. Looks like we have just started the second half down in Florida. The FIU Panthers leading the CMU Chippewas 28-8. The 2-2 pitch breaks down and away. Full count on Butler. There is no action as of yet in the West Michigan pen. But Joe Miller is up to 84 pitches. It's the fourth inning. His pitch, swing and a miss. He strikes at Johnny. Fastball down. So here's Josh Carota Grauer. Two outs. Runners at first and second. 1-0 Lansing. They've been working Joe Miller hard. He has to be tiring out there. It's a cold night. Miller to the plate. Carota Grauer fouls it away. Swatted off the right side. Really, right now, credit to Miller that the Lugnuts are only beating his Whitecaps 1-0. The Nuts stranded runners at first and third in the first inning. Left runners at first and second in the second inning. Left runner at first in the third. Carota Grauer grounds it right side. That's through. That's a base hit. But a stop sign by Kuzminoff for Schofield Sam at third. And the single by Carota Grauer loads the bases. Josh Carota Grauer is 2-for-3. Tell you what, he does really have tendencies that remind us of Jacob Wilson. Or Danny Bautista Jr., you know, you take your pick. Just a guy out there making contact, putting the bat on the ball, and seeing good results from it. And the pitching coach, Dan Riccobal, is back out to the mound before Jared Dickey can hit. Base is loaded with Lugnuts, two down in the top of the fourth inning. Miller is currently at 86 pitches. Cade Morris of the Lugnuts is at 36. We are 1 hour into this game because of Joe Miller. Tomorrow is going to be the season finale. And the Lugnuts currently plan to start the right-hander, Luis Morales. He'll take on the Whitecaps righty, Carlos Marcano. 2:05 Eastern time. The first pitch for the final game of the 2024 season. Earlier today, the Detroit Tigers, the favorite club for everyone hereabouts, and the parent club of the West Michigan Whitecaps, beat the Oakland A's by the score of 2-1. Really, Brady Basso, the former Lugnut, was tremendous. Six shutout innings, three hits, one walk. He struck out six, but two unearned runs because of a Zach Geloff error were the difference. We resume. Dickey the batter, 1-0 Nuts. First pitch. Outside corner, strike call. Lefty to lefty, two outs. Bases juiced in the top of the fourth inning. Dickey is 0-for-2. He's grounded to first. He's fouled out to the catcher. Miller to the plate. Low and away. Knocked down by Lorenzo. One ball, one strike. The center fielder, Stevenson, is playing out to left center. And all the outfielders are shallow. The unusual thing about that is that the wind is blowing left to right. But a line drive here in a right center field would cause trouble. The fastest runner is the man at first. The pitch. A line drive out to left center field. To his left, Johnson. There for the catch. Side retired. Two hits, one error, three left on for the Lugnuts in the top of the fourth, which passes scorelessly. And the Lugnuts have stranded eight runners through four innings. To the bottom of the fourth from West Michigan, it's still 1-0 Lansing.
Como la luna y el sol.
My name is Luis Fonsi. A lot of people don't know enough about Alzheimer's. Don't be afraid to ask questions. Don't be afraid to get help. No one should face Alzheimer's or other dementias alone. Resources are available at alz.org and by calling the Alzheimer's Association's 24/7 free hotline at 800-272-3900.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
Protect yourself and others by using OK to Say, because if you won't, who will?
Big hitters coming up here for West Michigan. And the last of the fourth, down 1-0. It's Lorenzo Peck and Campos, 3, 4, and 5 in the Whitecaps order. The righty Cade Morris, ready to get back to work. Here we go. Winds, throws. Tyrone Lorenzo swings, flies it out to deep center. Johnny Butler rushes back. He's nearing the wall. He makes the catch. And he finds himself up against the padded advertising. One pitch and one long out. But you know, one down. And now bring up Johnny Peck. The fishbowl question is, favorite college football stadium you'd like to visit? Here's the pitch. Lorenzo, or I should say Johnny Peck, grounds to shortstop. Josh Garota Grauer throws to first for the out. Two pitches, two gone. I look up there on the video board, it's still Lorenzo smiling at me. They need to catch up here. Now it's showing Johnny Peck as Roberto Campos steps in. And it's two pitches, two outs, so there's no way he's swinging early. And the easy answer here is the Rose Bowl, Pasadena. Come on now. Come on now. Righty to righty. Up and in, ball one. I've taken a tour of Notre Dame Stadium. I've driven around the Big House. I've been to Spartan Stadium for a game in which Michigan State beat Russell Wilson in Wisconsin on Hail Mary. 1-0. A line drive right side beyond Schofield Sam. That's a base hit out into right field. Jared Dickey scoops, rifles into second. Off Garota Grauer's glove, but backed up by Morris. Simply a single for Campos. And a two-out base runner for West Michigan. Down 1-0 in the home fourth inning. Yeah, I think that it's the Rose Bowl. I do enjoy the history, but I also enjoy a really good atmosphere. So I could make the case for Virginia Tech for Enter Sandman, just to feel it. Isaac Pacheco is 0-1 with a ground out to second. And he takes ball one up and away. You show me a really great stadium atmosphere, I am in. One ball and no strikes, two outs. Pitch on its way, low and in. You know, the other one that I'd like to see is Kinnick Stadium for a very specific reason. The pitch, outside. Three balls and no strikes to Pacheco. Do you know about the Hawkeye Wave? At the end of the first quarter of an Iowa Hawkeyes home game, the Hawkeyes football team waves to the Children's Hospital. A 3-0 grabs the outside corner, called a strike. The Stead Family Children's Hospital is right across from Kinnick Stadium. And so they get all the kids, and all the players wave to the kids in the hospital, the Hawkeye wave. I'd just like to see that once. That would be amazing. 3-1 pitch. Pacheco grounds foul right side. And from 3-0 to 3-2. But really, it starts with a Rose Bowl, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I have to tell you, I went to an SEC game. I went to a couple of Auburn Tigers football games. And, well, payoff. Up and in, ball four. So after two pitches, two outs, a single and a walk, and there's two runners on for West Michigan. That's Seth Stevenson, who singled his first time, coming up against Cade Morris. Whitecaps down 1-0 in the bottom of the fourth inning. The Auburn-Arkansas game that I went to was so electric. I lost my voice about 5 minutes into the first quarter. they indoctrinated me. I was shaking my little pom-pom. I was having the time of my life. I had no voice for the second quarter, let alone the second half. It was great. Here's Seth Stevenson. Chopper hit to short. Corona Grauer gloves, underhand to second, in time. Force at Pacheco, end the fourth inning. Four scoreless for Cade Morris, who stays efficient. And let's go to the fifth. Lugnuts one, Whitecaps nada.
What makes essential workers essential?
We build safe roads for you to drive on.
We harvest fresh produce for your families to eat.
We help you heal when you're sick.
We get you where you need to go.
We keep where you work and live clean and safe.
We make sure you get what you need to make your household work.
You're the essential workers who help our nation run. You're in every city, town, and corner of our country, and you come from all over the globe. And you have essential protections under the law. I'm Marty Walsh. The Wage and Hour Division at the Department of Labor helps ensure you receive the essential protections you deserve. If you have questions about your pay or about your job protection during an illness, visit our website or call 866-4-US-WAGE. That's 866-487-9243. We can provide help in more than 200 languages.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Labor.
This is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Not quite no Adam. ACMU Chippewas just turned it over on downs, but they did force an FIU punt. This is as much as you've ever heard about a Central Michigan Florida International game, don't you think? Central Michigan trails 28-8, 7:29 of the third quarter. There's time. There's time for the Chippewas down by 20. The Lugnuts lead 1-0. And the Whitecaps have brought Joe Miller out for another inning, approaching 100 pitches. 1-0 Nuts. Luke Mann leads off the fifth. And he skies the very first pitch he sees. Up the first baseline, Jenkins can't find it. Foul ground. The catcher Lorenzo did. And he nabs it for out number one. There's Andrew Jenkins flopping his way away from first base. And there's Tyler and Lorenzo just in front of the Lugnuts dugout going, Andrew, take a deep breath, my guy. I got this. There's C.J. Rodriguez. Quickly, they shift. Third baseman Pacheco down the line. Shortstop Peck to the hole. Lefty to righty. The pitch off the outside corner. Ball one. All right, Joe Miller, 91 pitches now. And there is action going in the Whitecaps pen. The pitch sails outside. Two balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-2, a strikeout, a flyout. Nuts lead 1-0. Lights are on. Pitch on its way. Sails outside, three balls and no strikes. Now, Joe Miller has not walked a batter yet. He has hit two. He's allowed six hits, but only one first inning run. 3-0 coming. There's a called strike. Rodriguez taking the entire way. It is a windy night, in addition to a cold one without the wind. Even without the wind, the temperature's, in the 50s. And then the wind picks up, and you go, come on now. 3-1 is coming. Bowed back. Count is full. The right-hander warming up in the bullpen is Eric Pinales. 3-2 on C.J. Rodriguez. One out, nobody on. Casey Amauchi on deck. Payoff. Foul back. I cannot recall seeing a pitcher in the Midwest League this year throwing upwards of 100 pitches. I mean, throwing more pitches than 100. Usually, a guy stops around there at most. For a long time in the minors, 120 was the limit. The pitch, a ground ball sizzling down to third, gloved by Pacheco, goes to first, and the stretch by Jenkins. Two gone. And right now, I think that's 97 for Joe Miller. Manager Tony Cappicelli's on the top step of the dugout. Casey Yamauchi's coming in. And let's see, will Miller face Yamauchi? It appears he will. I don't know. If I'm Casey, I take the first pitch here. Lefty to righty, 1-0 nuts. He shows bunt, he takes, it's low, ball one. That's pitch number 98. Yamauchi is 0 for 2, lining to second, flying to right. Miller looks for a perfect fit, deals. Line drive up the middle, picked up off the ground by Anderson, throwing to first to get him. And that does it on 99 pitches for Joe Miller. He works a 1-2-3 fifth inning. That is his first 1-2-3 inning of the game. We're halfway to the house. It's still the Lugnuts 1, the Whitecaps nothing. The first inning RBI single by Luke Mann, remaining the game's only run.
What makes essential workers essential?
We build safe roads for you to drive on.
We harvest fresh produce for your families to eat.
We help you heal when you're sick.
We get you where you need to go.
We keep where you work and live clean and safe.
We make sure you get what you need to make your household work.
You're the essential workers who help our nation run. You're in every city, town, and corner of our country, and you come from all over the globe. And you have essential protections under the law. I'm Marty Walsh. The Wage and Hour Division at the Department of Labor helps ensure you receive the essential protections you deserve. If you have questions about your pay or about your job protection during an illness, visit our website or call 866-4-US-WAGE. That's 866-487-9243. We can provide help in more than 200 languages.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Labor.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Morris has blanked the Whitecaps through four so far. We enter the bottom of the fifth inning, 1-0 nuts. The first pitch to Andrew Jenkins, a hopper down to third. Luke Mann throw across in time. About one pitch, one out in the home fifth inning. Dom Johnson now, the number nine hitter. The 13th rounder out of McKinney, Texas. Open stance, knees bent, 1-0 nuts. Righty to righty. Foul back, strike one. It is likely Cade Morris's last outing of the season. And he's making it a good one. He brings it. Fastball up and in. On appeal, did it go? No. Denied by Jabril Jeter-Abdullah. The best outing for Morris in the Mets organization was earlier this year, May 15th. Morris is 1-1. Ground ball down to shortstop. Backhand, Carota Grauer throws to first. High. Khan came down. Not in time. Khan is saying, I came down on the bag. Jeter Abdullah saying that he came down off the bag, saying that the throw pulled him off. Johnson reaches, and he's a base-stealing threat. Throwing error on Josh Carota Grauer. Throw just got away from him. Now top of the order, Max Clark, 0-2 today. Left-handed batter, Nuts lead 1-0. Runner starts and stops the pitch, called a strike. And Rodriguez got ready to throw down. But Johnson was already retreating to first. Morris comes set, deals. Foul ball, left side, strike two. Top of the order, Clark, Anderson, Lorenzo held hitless so far by Morris. This is the third time around. Mentioning that great start by Cade Morris earlier this year, 7 shutout innings at Palm Beach back on May 15th. Deals, lifted down the left side, towering fly to foul ground, third baseman Mann. Mann makes the catch. Johnson's a ways away from first, long throw, not in time. Throw was right on the money by Luke Mann. Dom Johnson was playing with fire on a cold night. Max Clark stays hitless. Second time that he has fouled out to Luke Mann. Lansing 1, West Michigan 0. Morris is 1 out away from a 5th scoreless inning. The pitch to Max Anderson. Ball 1 outside. That 7-inning scoreless outing at Palm Beach on May 15th was the last start that Cade made in single A, then promoted up to high A. Morris to the plate. Runner takes off. The pitch fouled away. Off the sweet facing. Then down. Johnson back to first. 1 ball at 1 strike. Best outing for Morris as a member of the Brooklyn Cyclones. It went 6 1/3 scoreless innings July 3rd against Hudson Valley. The pitch, down and away, ball 2. That was all string of decisions for Morris as a member of the Brooklyn Cyclones. 6 innings, 1 run. He was consistent. Let's fly the 2-1. High fly, shallow left center. Shortstop Carota Grauer waves his arms, makes the catch. And this is 5 scoreless innings from Morris here today. He has allowed just 2 singles. He has walked 1. He has hit 2. He strands the throwing error by Carota Grauer, and he sends us here to the 6th. Lugnuts 1, Whitecaps nothing.
What's up? This is Will I Am. I'm joining Stand Up to Cancer and Providence Health System to let you know that colon cancer affects the Black community at a higher rate. But there's hope. If you're 45 and older, go get a colon cancer screening right now, because it's 91% beatable if detected early. Ask your doctor or go to providence.org/colon cancer to determine which screening option is right for you.
Meet Keith, loving dad, board game champ, bus driving pro.
I drive 65,000 miles in my bus each year. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. Like how there are some things I simply can't see. On my route the other day, a car tried to sneak past me and ends up right in my blind spot. I turned slowly, so accident avoided. But no car should be in the blind spot for a 40,000-pound bus. It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Pitches for Cade Morris to toss 5 scoreless innings. Now his counterpart, Joe Miller. 99 pitches and done. 5 innings for Miller today. Just 1 first inning run on 6 hits. No walks. He struck 2 batters with pitches. Struck out 4. That is likely his final outing of the season. And the new man in is the right-hander, Eric Pinales. Pinales is 6'2", 190 pounds, out of San Cristobal. He'll take on 7, 8, 9, Schofield Sam, Khan, Valenzuela. And the Lugnuts add to the lead. Schofield Sam swings first pitch, bounces foul right side, strike one. TJ went 2 for 2 against the starter. Couple of leadoff singles. Pitch on its way. Again a bouncer foul up the right side. Your sixth inning slang coming up after this plate appearance. 1-0 Nuts. Pinales sets, kicks, throws. A ground ball down to first baseman Jenkins. On her hands to Pinales to the bag and out number one. The sixth inning slang today is schneid, as in to get off of one. What does it mean to get off the schneid? It's German, I can tell you that. But in baseball slang, who gets off the schneid and how do they get off the schneid? Answer coming up in the home half. Pitch to Cole Kahn. Strike call. Appearance number 34 of the year for Pinales. Throughout this year, he has been untrustworthy for West Michigan. 1-0 Nuts, the deal. Kahn lifts its slicing foul back to the seats. 38 innings, Pinales has walked 32. He's allowed 33 hits and 34 runs. Though the league is batting just .226 against him, he has had some big blow-up innings. On the other hand, he's pitched effectively against the Nuts. One out, nobody on. The 0-2 is low. Kahn is 0 for 2 in the game. Fielder's choice. And a strikeout. Trying to get something started in this top of the sixth inning. The pitch. Check swing. On appeal. He did not go. West Michigan was hoping for the strikeout, but no sir. 2 balls and 2 strikes rules the bases umpire, Jabril Jeter Abdullah. Here's the pitch. Breaks in for a call, third strike. Cole Kahn strikes out for a second time. Now Saheed Valenzuela. Two outs, nobody on in the top of the sixth inning. Lovely darkening skies above. Sun has set in West Michigan. Right out near Lake Michigan. The pitch, Valenzuela takes it high. Comstock Park is located just a little bit north of Grand Rapids, the big metropolitan city off to the west. About an hour west of Lansing, 2.5 hours west of Detroit. Valenzuela takes high, 2 balls and 0 strikes. West Michigan has had a minor league baseball team since 1994. They moved here from Madison, Wisconsin. And then 2 years later, the Lansing Lugnuts had a team. Oh, by the way, the home plate umpire Hopkins is hearing it from the Whitecaps dugout. And he went jawing right back with them. The Lugnuts had a squad arrive from Springfield, Illinois by way of Waterloo, Iowa. Valenzuela takes the ball low. 3-0. So 1994, the Whitecaps arrived. And they were an A's farm club at that point. But shortly thereafter, they affiliated with the Detroit Tigers. They've been with the Tigers ever since. The pitch, it's high, and it's ball four. Valenzuela's on. Two out, base on balls given out by Pinales. Keep in mind, things could unravel for Pinales at any moment. That has been his MO this year. batters Johnny Butler. Lansing leads just 1-0 in the sixth inning. The pitch, swing and a miss, strike one. Butler is 1-for-2, single. He scored the game's only run, led off the ballgame with a single. Three batters later, Luke Mann singled him in. He's got tons of power. Like that, waving. The pitch, low and away. 1-1. There's a pitcher's pat leading from the home plate circle to the mound. The pitch, down and away. 2-1. It echoes the parent club, the Detroit Tigers. And it's fun that the Tigers, the Whitecaps' parent club, and the A's, the Lugnuts' parent club, are meeting up in Oakland. Tigers won today. A's won a wild one yesterday. The pitch, a bouncer at weakly right side. Pinales can't grab. Jenkins can. And the first baseman, too. Pinales, safe the call at first base. Butler is on. Valenzuela to second. I don't think Pinales could find the bag with his feet. Once he didn't get it, he just continued moving. Andrew Jenkins, the first baseman, did get it and fed it to him. But by that point, he was getting all tangled up. Butler was down there, and Jabril Jeter-Abdullah was right on it. And the third baseman, Pacheco, talks with Jeter-Abdullah. Pacheco toward the mound. And here comes Josh Carota Grauer. It is called an error on the pitcher, Pinales, from missing first base. First and second, 2 gone, 1-0 Lansing. Carota Grauer takes a called strike. The thinking being, he's got the ball. If he steps on the bag, it's an out. And he missed it. Stepped around it. So, 2-2. I know one pitch to Carota Grauer will wait. Reset on the hill by Pinales. Josh Carota Grauer is 2-for-3 with 2 singles, both of them to right field. The third rounder, the A's number 13 prospect. The pitch, low by Pinales. Ball one. Carota Grauer subtly has been lifting his batting average. Got off to a slow start after getting called up from single-A Stockton. He's hitting 250 now. Pitch on its way. Up and in, ball two. He's had a couple lovely games in the series. There was the game on Wednesday. The Lugnuts got 3 hit in a 1-0 shutout, and he went 2-for-3. Well, today, it's a 1-0 shutout. He's 2-for-3. But it's the Lugnuts leading and looking for more. Pinales' pitch. Just missed low and away. He takes ball three. He also had a game in which he drew 3 walks. Showing off the batting eye now. Overall for Carota Grauer, 4 walks, 3 strikeouts. This is his 11th game as a member of the Lugnuts. This after coming up from Stockton, where he batted 389 in 12 games with 7 walks. His on-base percentage was 476. And again, the pitcher Pinales steps off the rubber. That's twice that he has stepped off. Valenzuela at second. Butler at first. 2 outs. The pitch. A bouncing ball hit left of the mound. Difficult play. Grabbed by Pinales. Those to first. One hops in. Late. Beaten out by Carota Grauer. And the bases are loaded. Third base hit of the ball game for Carota Grauer. JKG. On at first, moving Butler to second and Valenzuela to third. 2 outs. Jared Dickey's the batter. And the last time this happened, back in the fourth inning, a single by Carota Grauer loaded the bases. 2 outs. Dickey hit a bullet out to left, but Dom Johnson caught out number 3 to leave him loaded. Dan Rickabaugh marches to the mound once again. this is where I'd like to see on the scoreboard some sort of indicator letting us know, hey, how many visits to the mound does West Michigan have left? Because they are using every single one of them. You know what happens if you use too many visits to the mound? It's a 5-yard penalty. Repeat, third down. Oh, by the way, a live update. Carota Grauer is now hitting 270. Action up in the West Michigan pen. Eric Benales has thrown 121 pitches in this inning alone. No, he's thrown 21. West Michigan has thrown 120 between Benales and Miller. And Cade Morris has thrown 58 on the other side for his 5-2-hit scoreless innings. So Carota Grauer at first. Butler is at second. At third, Valenzuela, and the batter, Jared Dickey, 2 outs, 1-0 Nuts. The pitch, high fly down the right side. Heads foul, out of play. Strike one. Dickey is 0 for 3. He is grounded to first. He's fouled out to the catcher. He is lined out to left. He is 1 for 17 in this series. Acquired via trade from the Royals. 3-player package in exchange for Lucas Irsay. Will Klein and Mason Barnett, the other players packaged. The pitch, low. 1-1. Top of the 6th inning. Base is loaded, 2 outs. A 1-1 pitch from Pinales. Down and in, 2. Here comes the wave around LMCU ballpark as the fans here are just trying to stay engaged. Started up down the right side. They had a lot of momentum. That momentum is dissipating. I should say maybe ebbing here with the wave. There's the pitch. Swinging a foul at home. Hurts the catcher, Lorenzo. Out in left field, you've got Dom Johnson doing deep squats and knee bends. Third baseman Pacheco is touching his toes. Lorenzo recovers. And these Whitecaps are all pacing about defensively. They have been largely uninvolved. And they're going to check on Lorenzo. Here comes the athletic trainer for West Michigan. It is Justin Wagler with the manager Tony Cappuccelli. On a cold night. And that caught him awkwardly. Lugnuts 1, the Whitecaps nothing. A Luke Mann RBI single back in the first, supplying the run. We're in the 6th inning. The Whitecaps are warming up. The right-hander C.J. Wines. What kind of wine would go with a game like this? Lorenzo's on his feet, and he's stretching out his right leg. Stretch out that quad. They're still talking to him. Valenzuela's at third, Butler's at second, Carota Grauer at first. The count is 2 balls and 2 strikes on Jared Dickey. And Lorenzo stays in. The Whitecaps brass heads back third base side dugout. Let's resume. Lorenzo, the prospect catcher, acquired from the LA Dodgers, alongside Trey Sweeney for Jack Flaherty. He's been a centerpiece on this Whitecaps team. He's ready. Puts down the signal. Pinales' pitch. Dickey lines it to second. Cut by Anderson. Side retired for a second time. Dickey and the Lugnuts leave the bases loaded. Lansing is 3-for-10 with runners in scoring position, and the Lugnuts have left on 11. We're going to the bottom of the 6th inning, and it's still 1-0 Nuts at West Michigan.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section, when Dad injured his back, when your basketball star tore his ACL. Opioids helped with the pain, and you held on to them, just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Opioids are powerful pain-reducing prescription medicines, but most people who are prescribed opioids don't finish their prescriptions. So millions of unused opioids are sitting in homes across the country. And tragically, more than 100 Americans die every day from overdoses involving opioids. What can you do to protect your family? Remove the risk of unused opioids from your home. Pills, patches, or syrups in drawers, purses, and cabinets, anywhere they might be hiding. To find out how to dispose of them properly, visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
Meet Keith, loving dad, board game champ, bus driving pro.
I drive 65,000 miles in my bus each year. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. Like how there are some things I simply can't see. On my route the other day, a car tried to sneak past me and ends up right in my blind spot. I turned slowly, so accident avoided. But no car should be in the blind spot for a 40,000-pound bus. It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Open up the bottom of the sixth inning. Lansing 1, West Michigan nothing. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler here. Cade Morris deals to Tyrone Lorenzo. Low. He fired the first pitch in for a called strike. The count is 1-1. Lorenzo, Peck, and Campos, 3, 4, and 5 in the order. Glad to have you along here with me. Morris protecting a 1-0 lead. He's been excellent. Winds and throws. Lorenzo takes ball 2 outside. Tyrone Lorenzo on the first pitch he saw 2 innings ago. He cranked it to deepest center, but Johnny Butler ran it down. The pitch here. Backdoor breaking ball missed outside barely. And the count is 3-1. Morris has walked one. He's allowed 2 hits. He's hit 2 batters. The 3-1 pitch. Outside, ball 4. He's walked his second. So another base runner for West Michigan. Lorenzo, not all that much speed. For Tyrone Lorenzo, he draws his 50th walk. He draws his 26th walk in his 26th game with West Michigan. Overall for the year, well, here's the pitch. Down and away, ball 1 to Johnny Peck. He draws his 75th walk in his 100th game. Yeah, he's all right. Righty, righty. 1-0 nuts. Johnny Peck, 0-1 with an HBP. Swings and lines it down the right field line. It's trouble. It is foul. Fastball from Morris at 97 miles an hour. Did you know that he could throw 97? That Peck was late. I'm kidding. It exited at 97. It was a 93-mile-an-hour fastball. 1-1 on Johnny Peck. Feels like Johnny Peck should be the name of, I don't know, TV star. The 1-1, Johnny Peck takes it up and in. Could picture Johnny Peck for the name of a rocker. Johnny Peck and the cleanup hitters coming up next. Nobody up. 2-1 offering. Strike to call that side corner. 2-2 on Johnny Peck. Nobody out. Lorenzo short lead at first. Break even. Inside. Johnny Peck in the full counts. Come on now. These are winners. Looks like we'll see C.J. Wines coming up out of the Whitecaps' pen for the 7th inning. Payoff pitch. Strike 3 called. Johnny Peck and the sweepers. He is gone on strikes. Second strikeout, Cade Morris. Stood there like the house by the side of the road and watched the world go by. One gone for Roberto Campos. 1-0 Lansing. The pitch. Outside, ball one. Your sixth inning slang today is off the schneid. What does it mean to get off the schneid? Got a couple of different answers for you. Morris to the plate. Swing and a miss by Campos. One for two with a single. Pitch on its way. Bouncing ball down to third base. Grabbed by Mann. Feed second. They get one. Turn it to first. They get two. 5-4-3. Mann to Schofield Sam to call Kahn. 6 scoreless innings for Cade Morris. Let's go to the seventh. A off the schneid means that you break a losing streak. And the Lugnuts are looking to get off the schneid with a win today to the seventh, 1-0 Lugnuts.
My name is Luis Fonsi. No one should face Alzheimer's or other dementias alone. Resources are available at ALZ.org and by calling the Alzheimer's Association's 24/7 free hotline at 800-272-3900.
Happy kids heal faster. That's why Starlight Children's Foundation is dedicated to improving the mental well-being of sick kids by providing comfort and normalcy to those who need it most. Learn how at starlight.org.
Kids, they're just different than us. Finally, their cancer treatment will be too. Introducing the Dare to Dream Project from the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. Help us transform treatment and care for kids and support all our work at LLS.org.
Within 15 seconds of logging onto social media, the algorithm has your daughter in its crosshairs. Congress knows, but it refuses to act. Use your voice. Demand a plan. Join us at the Center for Countering Digital Hate, protectingkidsonline.org.
It. 6 scoreless innings from the Lugs right-hander out of Turlock, California. We enter the seventh inning. CJ Wines out of the West Michigan pen. Eric Benales went one inning, one hit, one walk, one strikeout, 3 left, no runs. 1-0 Nuts. The man leads off the seventh inning. The righty Wines kicks and throws. It's bunted up the third base side but foul. Man trying to beat the shift with a third baseman Pacheco way off his line, deep toward the hole. It's strike one. One nothing Nuts and a man RBI single back in the first. The pitch inside. One ball and one strike. CJ Rodriguez is on deck. Casey Amauchi is in the hole. Second reliever utilized by the Whitecaps. Saw a lot of fastballs from Wines earlier in the series. Pitch here. Popped up, foul, back over our heads. Out of play. 1-2. The Lugnut starter, Kate Morris, has used 72 pitches to toss 6 two-hit scoreless innings. And there's nobody up in the pen. We're going to see Cade coming up in the seventh. I was joking with the folks in the clubhouse earlier today. Just send Cade out there, have him throw 9, all will be well. So far, so good. 1-2 pitch, Luke Mann. Down and in. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Leanne Cook emails in, by the way. She was asking, are we still driving back and forth to Lansing each day? She asked about the food in West Michigan, except she said, if we're commuting, we're probably not exploring. And the answer, Leanne, might surprise you. 2-2. Fly foul off the left side. We keep it right here. So Christy and I drove up earlier today to enjoy a lovely Saturday in West Michigan. We went to the Rockford Art Market. You know how there's farmers markets? They had an art market. It was juried. The 2-2 pitch. Lifted high and foul. Out of play left side, dropping down, grabbing the seats. 2 balls and 2 strikes, it stays as man is battling. We had a great time in Rockford. Went walking around, dropped by a cafe, had the best Caesar salad of my life. The break even. Bouncing ball, foul wide of first. Keep it right here. So yeah, had a wonderful day today. Christy and I around Rockford, and then we headed to Comstock Park, and it was time for baseball. Nancy Moriucci is in, getting all the guys ready after the season ends. 2-2. Strike 3 called on the outside corner. Ryan strikes out, man watching. One away. CJ Rodriguez now. 8-pitch plate appearance there. Rodriguez is 0 for 3. He's struck out, he's flied out, he's grounded out. Righty, righty, 1-0 nuts. The pitch, low, ball 1. There's a lot about this West Michigan area that I can tell you honestly, I don't know much about, especially the suburbs around Grand Rapids. Turns out Rockford rocks. Is that too easy? Ball 1 offering. Inside. At a bookstore named Epilogues. That's my style. I'm all about some good bookstore culture. One out, nobody on. Lansing 1, West Michigan nothing. Winds to the plate. Rodriguez takes. Outside corner. There's a strike call. So some good adventuring. Now some good baseballing. As we're wrapping up the season. The old arch rivals, the Nuts and the Whitecaps. Hitters got here, 2-1 pitch, C.J. Wines. Foul ball, right side, up in a sweet level. And then Wines had to jump up to receive the throw back to him from Lorenzo with the new baseball. Your trivia question earlier tonight. Today in Lugnuts history, September the 6th, 2016, Bo Bichette Vladdy Jr. debuted for the Nuts. Pitch. Rodriguez skies it on the right side from the foul ground. First baseman Jenkins heading toward the railing. Out of play. 2 balls, 2 strikes on CJ. I asked you. That game back now 8 years ago. Man, Vladdy was 17, Bo was 18. That was the Crosstown Showdown. But earlier than that, what city in the Midwest League had Bo and Vladdy join the Lugnuts to take BP? The pitch, swing and a miss, struck him out with a breaking ball. 2 batters up, 2 strikeouts for Wines. Acquired by the Tigers via trade with Boston. Acquired via trade for Trey Wingenter, whom I believe used to pitch in the Midwest League. I remember that name very well. That's a weird sort of name, right? A name that sticks in your memory. I think he was a Fort Wayne Tin Cap. Here's Casey Yamauchi. Fouled back, strike 1. Trey Wingenter, yes, he was a Fort Wayne Tin Cap. Back in 2016, he made 8 appearances in 11 innings. He allowed 1 earned run. And the Padres said, what are you doing here? And they moved him up to double A. Strike 1 toss to Casey. Check swing, foul, rolling right. Our 6th inning slang was off the schneid. And I mentioned that with the Lugnuts trying to end a 7-game losing streak. Schneider in German means zero. So you're trying to end a zero. You're trying to get off the Schneider, off the Schneid. Well, Casey Yamauchi is 0 for his last 17. He's trying to get off the Schneid with a hit. That's an 0-2 pitch. He doesn't. He strikes out swinging. Side retired. I'll answer the Lugnuts trivia question coming up in the bottom of this 7th inning. Stand up and stretch it out. Lugnuts leading 1-0 over West Michigan. Cade Moore is coming right back to the mound.
I want you to imagine for a moment, you're in a hospital. You are the patient connected to an IV bag. There's a constant parade of serious doctors, countless tests, endless pokes, and a serious diagnosis. Scary surgeries are followed by painful recoveries. You're in the hospital for days, weeks, months. Now imagine experiencing all of these things and you're only a child. This is why Starlight exists. to bring happiness to hospitalized children through programs that help kids cope, build resilience, bolster confidence, and change their outlook. Programs like gaming, virtual reality headsets, toy deliveries, radio flyer wagons, and cozy hospital gowns are just a few of the ways Starlight eases a child's hospital stay. Because happiness matters. Visit starlight.org to learn more.
Morris protects a 1-0 lead to the bottom of the seventh inning. Back in the first, Luke Mann singled in Johnny Butler. We've stayed 1-0 Lugnuts ever since. Isaac Pacheco leads things off. He's a first pitch swinger and a big time slugger. Pacheco, Stevenson, and Jenkins. Righty to lefty. Morris to Pacheco. Up high, ball one. Isaac Pacheco has grounded to second and drawn a walk. Morris shifts his weight 1 foot to the other, steps back, leg kick, the deal. Strike called on the outside corner. A man acquired from the Mets in exchange for Paul Blackburn, making his seventh and final start of the year on the penultimate day of the season. White Cavs only have 2 hits against him and 6 scoreless. He is struck out 2. And lets it fly. Swing and a miss. Strike 2. Morris fanned Dom Johnson in the 3rd. He struck out Johnny Peck looking in the 6th. 1-2 on Pacheco. Black glove held up in front of Morris's face. The Rock. The 1-2. Bouncer foul right side. Keep it right here. 76 pitches right now for Cade, but there is action in the Lugnuts pen. It's Micah Dallas warming up with a jacket on. The deal. Strike 3 called at the knees. And down goes Pacheco. He is arguing he's got nothing to argue about. Strikeout number 3 for Cade. 1 away in the home 7th. Now Seth Stevenson. 1-2 with a single. First pitch. Inside ball 1. But after Stevenson singled in the 2nd inning, he was caught stealing by C.J. Rodriguez. Righty to righty. Strike called outside corner at the belt. Lansing 1, West Michigan nada. Third baseman man is in. Pitch on its way. Strike 2 called. It works the same spot as the pitch before it, like a carbon copy. It worked before, it worked again. And time granted. On the out-of-town Midwest League scoreboard, well, I'll get to that in a second. I also promised you an answer for the Lugnuts trivia question of the game. Got a lot to get to, but first this 1-2. Just missed. Where do you want to say that it missed? Do you think it was high? Good gravy. Didn't get the call from Hopkins. It was right there. Try the 2-2. A bouncer off the third base side. It looked like it went off Stevenson's foot. It was deadened out to third. Mann is arguing, and Morris is arguing, and Stevenson is ruled safe at first base. That looked to my mind like that ball went right off the left foot of Seth Stevenson. Kevin Kuzmanoff is out for a word with Justin Hopkins. Hopkins didn't see it, and Stevenson right now has a single. Luke Mann, Cade Morris, left without a thing to say as Kuzmanoff takes up their cause. Penny convinced Hopkins to check in with the bases umpire, Jeter Abdullah. If you're Seth Stevenson, you don't want to rub it. It would be the third hit today against Morris. Now the conversation is at a close, and Stevenson has a single. Remember, he likely should have struck out right before that, a pitch that was right in the zone, and Morris didn't get the call. And then Stevenson reaches here. So the tying run is on, and Stevenson is once again a threat to steal. The batter's Andrew Jenkins, who swings and fouls, hits the first pitch, strike one. Elsewhere in the Midwest League, Dayton currently getting no hit in the bottom of the seventh inning by Great Lakes. The Loons are 6 outs away from the no-hitter. And 0-1. Swing and a miss, strike two. Going right after Jenkins. One on, one gone, time granted to Jenkins. Beloit trails in Quad Cities, 5-3 in the middle of the eighth inning. South Bend leads in Fort Wayne, 5-2 in the ninth. Scoreless Lake County Peoria, bottom of the fourth. Wisconsin and Cedar Rapids scoreless in the sixth. 1-0 Nuts here in the seventh. The pitch. Runner takes off. Fastball high. Throw down. One hops in. Tag is late. Stevenson has his 59th steal. And he is in scoring position. A controversial base runner to say the least. Here's the 1-2. High fly, left field, air to the corner. Saeed Valenzuela, he has room in front of the track, makes the catch. And Stevenson went halfway to third. He retreats to second. Jenkins is out number two. Here's Dom Johnson. Your Lugnuts trivia question of the game. In which Midwest League city did Bo Bichette and Vladimir Guerrero Jr. first join the Lugnuts, first meet up and take BP? Leanne Cook rides in with the correct answer. Lake County, that's right. Johnson takes, called strike one. Stevenson at second. Kate Morris looks for a seventh scoreless inning. 1-0 Nuts lead. The pitch, swing and a miss, strike two. Fastball from Morris. Looking over the replay of the bouncer from Seth Stevenson. And yeah, I think that ball hit right off of his foot. Umpires missed it. Johnson takes a sweeper outside. But if Morris gets Johnson, all will be forgotten. With another bagel up there on the scoreboard. Hand operated up beyond the left field wall. The operator peers out. Morris throws. Johnson swings and misses. He's gone. Seven scoreless for Cade Morris. Stevenson left it second. And we're bound for the eighth. A gem for the right-hander out of Turlock. 1-0 Lugnuts. And the eighth inning from LMCU Ballpark.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Well, Cade Morris has been sensational. And the Lugnuts lead 1-0 into the eighth. CJ Wines back to the bump. TJ Schofield Sam against CJ. CJ throws. TJ takes inside ball one. Where's CJ Rodriguez when you need him? TJ is 2-for-3 with two singles. The Lugnuts have 7 hits in the ballgame. Up by a run. Righty offers to lefty. Up high, 2-0. The Lugnuts bullpen, for the moment, is just a bunch of guys all standing around having great conversations in the cold. The 2-ball offering. Fouled into, then out of the mitt of the catcher, Lorenzo. 2 balls and a strike. Morris is at 90 pitches, 54 strikes. My anticipation is that his night is over. What a night it was. On the 2-1. A line drive up the middle, caught by the leaping Peck. It's short. Hit square by Schofield Sam. And Johnny Peck takes away a prospective third base hit from the Lug second baseman. One away for Cole Kahn. Well, back to Cade Morris. How about the right-hander from Turlock locking down the Whitecaps? The Lugs are up 1-0, a first-inning run. The pitch, Kahn takes a called strike in the outside corner. Here's the big key, though. They are not comfortable with this lead. Now, the Lugs did fall earlier in the series by the same 1-0 score. Wines throws. Kahn takes the ball low. Checking in for my broadcast partner, Adam Jaxa. His chip was down 45-16. 6:25 to go in the fourth quarter. I don't think it's going to happen for them at Pitbull Stadium. Mr. Worldwide. 1-1. Check swing, went around too far. Strike two. Adam had prepared so many Pitbull references to drop for Chippewa highlights. And FIU said Dale. And we'll see him tomorrow. Or we won't see him tomorrow. We'll see what kind of mood he's in. Tomorrow's the final day of the baseball season for the Lugs and the Whitecaps. Kahn lifts it on the left side. At a foul gun, Isaac Pacheco makes the catch. 2 outs. By the way, congratulations to the Dayton Dragons. They have a hit. Hector Rodriguez breaks, or I should say, first Cade Hunter, and then Hector Rodriguez. They have 2 hits. Singles by Hunter. And Rodriguez in the top of the 8th inning against the Great Lakes Loons. They're not going to get no hit today. Zane Valenzuela takes a called strike. Jose Rodriguez of the Loons went 6 hitless innings. Struck out 5. And then Hobbs allowed a couple of singles in the 8th. Dayton's down 3-0 in Great Lakes. Here's the 0-1. A line drive out to right center field. Down for a base hit for Saheed. Campos picks it up and gets it in. A 2-out single for the Nuts. Lansing 1, West Michigan 0. Top of the order time at Johnny Butler, who scored the game's only run. Singled home by Luke Mann in the first. By the way, Dayton, they won yesterday. Good for them. They've been having it handed to them by Great Lakes. Here's the pitch. Butler takes. Strike called on the outside corner. You know, if Great Lakes beats Dayton today, and they're winning, and Great Lakes beats Dayton tomorrow, and Great Lakes had won yesterday's game, West Michigan would end the season right there next to Dayton, but just out of the postseason. What a shame. And 0-1. Down it in. The Whitecaps were eliminated by Labor Day. Dayton Dragons 1-hit, 1-0 win. Otherwise, they would be right there in the postseason chase at the very end of the year. Just on the outside, looking in, like the Lugs. Break even. Strike 2 called, inside corner. I just received the notification that tomorrow will be 10 degrees warmer than today. Oh, about that. The weather is ticking back up from the 60s to the 70s. 2 outs, runner at first, 1-2 pitch. Runner takes up delayed steal. It's called a ball and a steal of second base for Saheed. Sir, Dale. Valenzuela to scoring position. 2 balls, 2 strikes, and Johnny Butler. Time froze. West Michigan won with a call, and they did not get the call. Valenzuela swipes just his second base as a member of the Nuts. Lansing 1, West Michigan nothing. That's a big insurance run. That's now 180 feet away. Rhoda Grauer is on deck. He has 3 hits today. Can Johnny Butler come through? Against the righty, Wines. High set. Leg kick in the pitch. Inside for ball 3. You wouldn't mind a walk here to Butler. Johnny's single back in the first inning was his 101st hit of the year, playing in his 111th game. Team leader. Here it comes. Fouled away. In the air, left side. Over the rooftop. And out of play. In the Lugnuts bullpen, the right-hander Micah Dallas is warming up with increasing urgency. Just tossed one away. It's kicked into the right field corner, and belatedly, they get the umpire's attention. Hey, hey, hey. Let Roberto Campos get that ball off the playing surface. A 3-2 pitch to Butler. Low, ball 4. Butler is on. Here comes Joshua Carota Grauer. At first, the pitching coach Dan Rickaball out to the mound once again. There's a path that leads from the home plate circle out to the mound, and that is entirely dirt. Meanwhile, Rickaball is wearing his own path from the third base side dugout out to the mound on a field that they are going to replace at season's end. Rhoda Grauer singled in the first, singled in the fourth, singled in the sixth. While I have a moment, by the way, Central Michigan is now down 51-16. Poor Adam, poor Chip was. While I have a moment, elsewhere in the Oakland A's organization, the AA Midland Rockhounds are leading Amarillo 2-0. Jack Perkins, 5-1 hit scoreless innings. He has struck out 5. Perk has been dynamite. You can make an argument that he's the ace of the staff right now for Midland. Oh, by the way, Will Simpson is 1-for-2. RBI single. Will is now hitting .487 for the Rockhounds. He is 19-for-39 in 11 games. He has been marvelous. We resume. 2-on-2-out. 1-0 Nuts. Rhoda Grauer takes. Ball 1 outside. I mean, Will Simpson. We talked about where there's a will, there's a way. They are finding a way. The playoff-bound Midland Rockhounds. And Simpson, the cleanup hitter, has been tremendous. Valenzuela at second. Butler at first. The deal. Foul back into the screen. 1-1 on the man batting second, wearing number 2, Josh Carota Grauer. If the Lugs wanted to, they could have the number 3, the guy with the number 3 on the back of his uniform, Saheed Valenzuela, bat him third. They have a 2, they have a 3, they have a 4, 5, 6, and 7. The pitch, fouled off to the right side. Where you run into trouble is with the number 9 hitter, because the man who wears number 9 is the manager, Craig Conklin. Ryan Lasko's number 1, Carota Grauer number 2, Saheed Valenzuela number 3, Jared Dickey number 4, Cole Kahn number 5, Casey Yamauchi number 6, TJ Schofield Sam 7, Johnny Butler 8. 1-2, low and away, ball 2, count is even. And then I guess Craig Conklin would have to play. But if you missed it earlier today, Conk is suspended for tonight and tomorrow, stemming off of his ejection 2 days ago. 2-on-2-out, 1-0 Nuts. The 2-2 pitch. Dribbler left of the mound, backhanded by Wines. Plans, throws, got him at first. The stretch by Jenkins. Side retired. A single, a walk, two more runners left on. The Nuts have left 13 on the bases, and the lead remains 1-0 going to the bottom of the eighth inning from West Michigan.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel you attract people who tend to be compulsive or abusive?
Do you have money problems because of someone else's drinking?
Are you afraid or embarrassed to bring your friends home?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
More than half of all adults have a family history of alcoholism.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
Clark is coming up. Whitecaps down 1-0. And it's the bottom of the eighth inning. And the man on the mound for the Lugnuts is no longer Cade Morris. It's Micah Dallas who checks in. He fires. Low, ball one. Morris's day is done. And what a day it was. One of the great starts of the season for any Lugnut. Ball one offering. Shot out to right field, hangs up for Dickey, makes the catch, fading back. Clark stays hitless. He's 0 for 4. Now Micah Dallas sets down the first man that he faces. Hey, for Cade Morris, what do you say to 90 pitches, 54 strikes for 7 scoreless 3-hit innings, 2 walks, 4 strikeouts. Hit 2 batters with pitches. 1-0 Lansing. Max Anderson grounds to third base. Luke Manfield arcs it across. Cole Kahn can't secure it with a jump. Anderson is on. Just not a great throw from Luke Mann. And you have an unnatural first baseman in Cole Kahn. When the Lugnuts have stranded 13 runners on base today. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. 2-2 on Johnny Peck. Heck swings and misses. Dallas strikes him out with a slider. Two outs. Here's Roberto Campos. Righty to righty. Left it, right side. First baseman Cole Kahn backs up down the line. He's under, makes the catch, inning over. Two-run homer, Tyron Lorenzo. West Michigan leads 2-1, and we're going to the ninth inning from West Michigan.
Come on, Dad.
There's nothing like a Michigan summer. Whether enjoying one of our many summer festivals, a gathering on a lake, or a trip to wine country, Michigan has thousands of licensed establishments to help prepare and even host your next summertime celebration. So have fun, but know your limits and the limits of your guests. Have a designated driver available when necessary. Live, work, and play safe this summer.
A public service message from the Michigan Liquor Control Commission.
Meet Keith, loving dad, board game champ, bus driving pro.
Jared Dickey's first time on the bases today sets up Luke Mann. Mann is 1-for-3. Takes ball one up and in. It was a Mann RBI single in the first inning. Scored Johnny Butler, and that was the game's only run until the Lorenzo homer in the last of the eighth. Righty to lefty. The pitch to Luke Mann. Up and away. Yasber Sanchez, number 24, the third Whitecaps reliever to work in the game. After C.J. Wines tossed the seventh and the eighth, Eric Pinales the sixth. Breaking ball, down and in. Three balls and no strikes on Mann. So you've got a leadoff single. And now likely the red light here for Luke. Third baseman Pacheco very deep toward the shortstop hole. Here comes the 3-0, and it's right there for a called strike right down Michigan Avenue, 3-1. Luke tried to bunt his way on to beat the shift earlier in the game. He has great power. Sanchez to the plate, check swing, outside, ball four. They appeal the check, it was denied. Dickey up to second, Mann aboard at first. Two on and nobody out in the ninth inning. While the Lugnuts have had runners all over the bases in this game, they've only scored the first inning run. They're down by a run in the ninth. Does Rodriguez bunt? The pitch to C.J. Rodriguez. Not bunting. Swings away and fouls it off to the right. Strike one. Rodriguez is 0-for-4. Lugnuts are 3-for-11 with runners in scoring position. 13 stranded. Two in the first, two in the second, one in the third, three in the fourth, three in the sixth, two in the eighth. Sanchez deals. Strike called inside corner at the letters. Fastball at 96. Whitecaps 2, Lugnuts 1. But a single from Dickey, a walk to Mann, first and second. Time granted to CJ. At the very least, needs to move those runners up. At the very most, catch a barrel. The bandy Commodore waits, knees bent, close stance. The pitch, swing and a miss, went around too far. On the slider, bouncing in, Rodriguez strikes out. Third time today that he has struck out. And it brings up Casey Yamauchi. Yamauchi is lined up, flied out, grounded out, and struck out. How about here? How about now? How about with Dickey at second? Mann at first, down by a run. First pitch. He swings and lifts it foul. Off the right side. Back into the seats. Yamauchi designated to hit today, the DH. Number 6 hitter in the order. Number 6 on the back of his road black uniform. Unstained bat in hand. Crowds the plate, knees bent. Time granted to the catcher, Lorenzo. Center fielder Stevenson is shifted around to right center. They're expecting Yamauchi to punch the ball the other way. But if he hits the ball on the ground, second baseman Anderson up the middle. Sanchez throws. Popped him up in the infield. Infield fly rule in effect. Anderson in. Second baseman makes the catch. Two gone. Yamauchi is 0-for-5 at 0-for-his-last-19. So it's up to TJ Schofield Sam. Whitecaps 2, Lugnuts 1. One in the first for the Nuts. Two in the eighth on the Lorenzo homer for the Caps. Two on, two gone. The pitch to TJ. Swing and a miss, strike one. Schofield Sam has had some strong plate appearances today. Singled in the second, singled in the fourth, grounded out to first base in the sixth, lined out hard to shortstop in the eighth. He's the last hope. Sanchez deals. Swing and a miss. Strike two. And the Lugnuts are down to their very last strike. Jasper Sanchez, the righty out of Maracay, Venezuela, gets the sign. Sets high. Looks back at second. Deals. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. Picked up off the ground by Lorenzo applying the tag. And that ends the ball game. West Michigan wins 2-1, handing the Lugnuts a fifth straight loss in this series and an eighth straight loss overall. One hit, one walk, two left. The Lugnuts strand 15 runners, score only one run. Out hit the Whitecaps 9-4, but they waste seven scoreless innings from Cade Morris. And it's a defeat in the penultimate game of the season. One more game to go in 2024. Tomorrow afternoon, 2.05 p.m., the Lugs right-hander Luis Morales will take on the Whitecaps right-hander Carlos Marcano. Adam Jaxa will rejoin me. He'll be a sadder, tireder, wiser man. And will finish off the 28th season of Lugnuts baseball. The Lugnuts fall to 26-39 here the second half, 58-72 for the year. For the Whitecaps, they improved to 37-27 and 68-62 for the year as a whole. This ball game today was played in 2 hours and 25 minutes, and it was played in front of a crowd of 7,885 strong. And it got colder and colder and colder. It is currently, let's see, what do you say to, I think we've got 51 degrees, yep, 51 degrees in Comstock Park, Michigan. Whitecaps beat the Lugnuts 2-1. I mentioned the seven scoreless three-hit innings for Cade Morris, who finishes tremendously well in his final start of the year. He looked great. Josh Carota-Grauer, three hits. TJ Schofield-Sam, two hits. The Lugnuts finished with nine hits. But unfortunately, they were all singles, and they went 3-for-14 with runners in scoring position. The game ends. First and second, nobody out. And Jasper Sanchez strikes out C.J. Rodriguez, gets Keisiyama Uchi on an infield fly pop-out to second, and strikes out T.J. Schofield-Sam on three pitches to close this one out. Thank you so much for keeping me company on this Saturday night. I wish you well from Comstock Park, Michigan. So once again, West Michigan 2, Lansing 1. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Lansing Lugnuts and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form. And the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Lansing Lugnuts. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Good night. Until tomorrow, one game remains in the Lugnuts 2024 season. Take care. Go Nuts.